This is The Witching Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was Summer by Joe
Hisaishi.
Okay, I don't think I was about to say that right.
Well, at least we know our limits, you know what I'm saying?
It's so true. You respect. Know, I could have tried, but I don't...
Exactly, we can't disrespect the goat like that.
No. Know what I mean? Like, yeah, speak on his prowess,
his prowess.
Yeah.
I mean, words can't really sum up the greatness of this man, you know what I'm saying?
At least give some background, maybe.
Japanese composer who does the scores for a lot of Japanese films. he does like the scores for all of Miyazaki's films. And with this song is from Kikujiro, which is one of Kitano's movies. That I watched recently. That's super fire, amazing.
Facts.
Heartfelt, funny, hits all the right notes.
Wow.
Slow pace, but you never get bored. You never. It's just amazing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Let's subscribe. What more can you want from that?
No, truly.
Well, that's why we started on such a. I don't know, like. Calm note? Calm doesn't do it justice.
No, I
mean... Cinematic?
Well, I think it fits into our theme very well.
Yeah, by the way, what's our theme? There's an acronym for it.
Should we alternate the letters?
Perhaps? Oh, I don't actually know what any of these mean.
Oh, you can't figure that out? Because you know when they do, like, when you see on, like, Instagram or something where they do, like, an acronym and then... Like,
yeah, and then you can kind of figure it out. This one is kind of hard.
Okay, the first word is music. Can you...
Okay, yeah.
Go for it.
Music.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were going back and forth.
Oh, that.
We.
Have.
Been.
Listening.
To.
And.
Enjoying.
Recently.
That.
We.
Want.
To.
Put.
On.
The.
Radio.
Wumpo.
Because.
We.
Love.
It.
And
want
to
share
it
with
what? <That's> a type.
Yeah, you wrote it.
With
I think I know it.
Go.
Our something and loyal listeners.
Our amazing and loyal listeners.
That's you guys. Amazing. That's where you come in.
Amazing.
This is actually, we never explained why we're here. We took an earlier slot.
Oh,
it's the witching hour. You guys usually hear us at 2 a.m. All of our loyal fans.
All of our loyal fans must be so surprised right now.
And here we are, an hour earlier, playing songs that we want to listen to. Because we've had some crazy themes in the past.
Yeah, and we want to get back to our roots. Like the music that we actually like. You know what I mean? No, we like all the music that we play. But the music that we...
I loved really when we played, like, Pompeii last week.
Yeah, like, we love Pompeii, but we're not necessarily listening to Pompeii on our way to class. You know what I mean?
Right? Last week got crazy.
Sorry,
so, yeah, this is just we're just listening to songs.
Nice.
Yeah. But we'll go right into our next one, not to keep you waiting.
The next one, this might be very jarring for some of our listeners who maybe know the context in which the song is mainly known. It was actually, it's from Blue Velvet, and it's from, I'll show you the clip, actually, because while we play it, and then we'll talk about it after.
Okay, well, they can't see, but...
Yeah, but... sorry, guys.
Shoot. Okay, here's In Dreams by Roy Orbison.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes, then I drift away into the magic night. I softly say, dream, my dream. Thank you.
That was A Thousand Times by Big Blood.
And In Dreams, which we already said who was by.
So true. You're going to have to remember that one.
Yep. Think back. Who was it by, guys? Let us know in the chat.
Please call in. No, please don't call in. I don't want to answer the phone.
Not that we couldn't, but we just...
Oh my god. I'm suddenly having a coughing fit, so...
Yeah, any of you guys sick out there?
Who's sick?
Let us know.
Personally, I was sick 2 weeks ago, and now I still have a cough.
Oh, God.
Two weeks? And this happened to me last semester, where I had a cough for, like, 2 months.
Dude, yeah. Actually, last year that happened to me. Like, actually, it was literally the entire second semester I was... But I don't think this... I've been, drinking some tea, cough drops, got some cough syrup today.
I've been getting fighting through it. I've given up.
That let it like
I looked up like a wiki, like how to make a dry cough go away. Yeah. And I learned a trick. You drink water and then you tilt your neck down and then it goes down like a different part of your throat.
Like your
no
lungs?
It feels
like,
really good. No yeah. It like just like it hits the back of your throat.
Mine is very wet. I'm coughing up a lot of stuff.
Mine is very dry. Which makes it almost worse.
It's just kind of gross. But I haven't really
but
had
it's
that
satisfying. Mine is like not satisfying.
That's true. Although I'm scared because I'm going into work tomorrow. And, like, it's just, like, what happens.
Don't go to Hodge tomorrow.
I'm going to Hodge tomorrow.
I'm just speaking to the people, like...
I don't work at Hodge. That's not...
For a second you said work, I was like, where do you work?
Sometimes
I forget it's a job.
Yeah, it's just so fun. Like, it honestly doesn't feel like a job. Like, it's such a good community.
Sorry for coughing on air. It's like... tough. That song I was gonna say, like, shout out Sadie Schmitz.
Yes,
putting me onto that song.
Sadie,
they were listening to it like a ton, like so much so that I was like, wow, like song
almost 1,000 times maybe,
probably. Truly. Yeah, that's all I've got to say on that.
Nice.
What was your flop of the week?
My flop of the
week. Or your high of the week.
I'm trying to think before my sickness, because I was bedridden Tuesday. That's a pretty big flop.
Worst thing ever. Yesterday was Tuesday.
Or Tuesday, I was bedridden. Because I was like, Sunday, I was like, I was actually lifting. And I was like, this feels wrong. But I was like, I'm just not locked in. You know what I'm saying? And then Monday, I was like, okay, I'm feeling a little sick. But then I kind of kept on living my life normally. And then Tuesday, it all caught up. You know what I'm saying? And then boom, alarm went off. And I was like, nah. It's a pretty big flop, honestly.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah. Anyways, next up, we got Mojo Pin by Jeff Buckley.
It's so true. Do you have a backstory on it, or no intro?
I think I found it on, like, Instagram or something.
Yeah.
But it's like, a song's got to be really good for me to find it on Spotify after I see it on, like, a post or something. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, when you search it up?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So true.
So, here it is. Thank you.
Ageless, ageless, I'm there in your
That was Spanish Song by Strawberry Switchblade. A very fun alliteration name.
Strawberry Switchblade, Strawberry Switchblade, Strawberry Switchblade.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty easy, actually. Or maybe I'm just
well,
naturally
alliteration gifted. Doesn't have to be said fast. It can be said slow.
Deep mm-hmm. deep stuff mm-hmm. here.
Anyway, if you guys are new here, I know we have some earlier listeners now. We like to do a segment called
Spin the Wheel.
Wow.
Oh, I think that was the first time we ever said that. But it worked well. Like, yeah, we're keeping that.
We really got to make it happen now.
Yeah. Okay.
New wheel.
New wheel. Ready?
Never gets old, that wheel
look
sound.
Look at it go. Let's go. Okay. Nice. Skinny jeans. Thoughts?
So,
opinions?
I am anti.
On everybody? Or do you think there's a time and a place?
I can't think of a time or a place unless you're really being camp about it. Like, you're really, like, even then, like, just wear a boot cut. Like,
really?
Yeah. I'm speaking from personal experience because one of my professors, and I think he goes to bed early, so I really hope he's not listening, but he wears skinny jeans sometimes, and it's a little bit jarring. I don't love it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just crazy how, like, 10 years ago, like, everybody wore skinny jeans.
It was just like, yeah, I was like, what else are you going to wear? Like, you're a freak if you don't wear skinny jeans.
Yeah, no,
like,
I mean, kind
like,
of.
Like, yeah.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I think... I was like a slim fit, like slim skinny, and then you gradually just kept on getting wider legs.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Just
and
like
then
you're drowning in jean, like.
that's a
good
alliteration.
Yeah, drowning in jean. It's kind of a good band name, clothing name.
We'll workshop that. Mm. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, I had this pair of like light wash American Eagle.
Oh yeah.
Single rip in one knee. Oh. I wore those to their death. I wore those so often. They served me well. That was my skinny jean experience.
Yeah. I had the skinny jeans and also like the skinny joggers. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
The skinny joggers with like the little like lines in them. You feel me?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You had those?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Multiple pairs.
Like, oh, my God.
Yeah,
wow.
You throw that on? Some Vans?
Says a lot.
A little American Eagle tee? Fresh to
oh, that
open.
Says a lot.
Fresh to
wow. That, I can't think of you the same. Like, that's crazy. There's a line and that crosses it. Like,
I mean, that was maybe, you know, seventh grade, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Which is most people's kind of peak.
Bad hair.
Oh,
right.
Best.
Oh,
worst.
I meant best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One last thing. Do you think that in like 10 years we're going to go back to skinny jeans? Or in like 20 years they're going to come back in? Or do you think they're like completely done?
No, I think they'll come back. I think everything comes back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that so crazy that like...
I'm excited. No, I'm never...
You're
going
to bust those back out? The single...
You know, I probably... If it came back on trend, like I probably would. Which I hate myself for saying. Yeah. Ugh. Just a sheep in this world.
So true. Here's to hoping skinny jeans never come back.
They're so uncomfortable, though. That's the thing. Like, they're not comfortable. So I don't think I would. No, I won't. I'm going to say right here.
Yeah.
Never going to wear skinny jeans
again.
Who
cares about fashion trends, man?
Nah.
I wear what I want to wear.
Literally.
But what if... Yeah, anyways.
Anyway.
All right, let's spin it again.
One more wheel.
Yeah. Hey, polyamory.
Polyamory.
Do you want to start?
By the way, where did you get this wheel?
You guys know the Danny Brown show. You guys know Danny Brown. Oh, let's play some Danny Brown after this, actually.
Okay.
I'll work on that while you talk about,
about
polyamory.
So I would say polyamory isn't for me. I think I'd be too jealous. I mean, maybe it works for some people. Like, I'm sure it does.
Like, Do you think there's a limit where, like, no way it could work past, like...
a certain number?
Yeah, yeah.
I think more than four.
Yeah, that's really...
That's when it gets kind of culty. That's when it kind of gets, like, the sister wives and, like...
True. Good point, actually.
That gets a little weird.
But three, it's like, oh, they're just trying something out.
Yeah. You know, four is kind of like, oh, are you just, like, two couples? Like, I don't...
I mean, four, honestly, because, like...
Yeah, the logistics of it all is crazy, because, like... Like, I don't, like, you're going on 4-person dates. Dude, like, it just,
I watched this movie called Passages where this bi guy and is engaged to this other guy, but then he meets this this woman at a club and then, like, falls in love with her, right?
Why are you air quoting?
Because he's, I forget what's his name. I don't know. He's like a very impulsive guy, basically. Mm-hmm. And so he ruins his life, basically. But basically, like, in this phase, they're trying to, like, work things out. But there's a phase where they try the throuple.
Oh, my God.
And it's so crazy. And there's, like, this scene where, like, yeah, anyways, it just, you know, it made me think about, like, man, like, yeah, okay, it's not for me. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like, she was sleeping by herself, and then the other two guys were sleeping together in, like, this vacation house. She could hear them, like,
oh my god.
So, yeah, but maybe the four is the way to go. Maybe that's how you make polyamory work in the 21st century, but...
I guess you don't know until you try it, like...
True.
Try everything once.
So that's... You gotta find four people down to try like, that, like, that's...
Oh my god.
Like, at that point, then that's... Crowdsourcing, that's a whole other,
like,
Yeah.
Yeah, call in if you have a polyamory story. Yeah, I will answer the file, figure out how to answer the file.
We
want to
have
that.
An open mind here. We're just not very experienced with it, you know, like, I mean I just referenced a movie, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're talking about real life here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, thank you, Danny Brown.
Thank you, Danny Brown Weir.
conversation.
This is
topic.
What the witching hour needed.
Yeah, exactly. Alright, I'm thinking I don't know what Danny Brown song to play. Maybe I'll play some off the new album. Do you have a song?
Oh, okay.
Yeah?
Oh, well, I was just going to keep playing the song, playing the old songs, but...
Oh, that's true. I'll it, because we got some time.
Yeah, so. Perfect. Yeah, you're with us for another long time.
Another long time.
Yep. Right. Anyway, this is a song I've been listening to, like, a lot, like, a lot, like, a concerning amount. Like, one day I only listened to this song. Yeah, but it's okay. Her EP, this is off her EP from 2017, and it's such a different vibe from her new album.
Whoa.
It's like kind of Lana Del Rey, I'll say it.
Whoa, actually, that makes sense. I feel like,
yeah,
you kind of wear your influences more early in your career, and I can
it makes sense.
But you're like a real day one Chapel Roan.
I'm not, but I just was like, oh, I like her recent album, like, I'll listen to the EP because it's her only other, like, full work. And it's just a crazy different vibe. Anyway, this is Sugar High by Chapel Roan.
Chocolate cover lover, you've never been so sweet before. Hope I'm not a bad day. Is that quietly knock on your door? I just want a sweet talk for a while. Whisper all the things I absolutely adore. I'll bet you smile, it's like I'm in a candy store. I love your sugar cold and words. Maybe it's the way the honey drips off of your lips. Maybe it's the taste of your caramel apple kiss. And your heart is so sweet. Oh, the sugar loving, it belongs to me. Candy man, you are mine. You know how you get me sugar high, high. Oh, high, high. voice, smells in my mouth as you speak. Beautiful boy, your words are made of poetry. I could listen to you all day. Maybe it's the way you laugh, it's happy love. Maybe it's the way you run your hands up my back. And your heart is so sweet. Oh, sugar love and it belongs to me. Candy man, you are mine. You know how you give me sugar high. High, oh high. High, oh high. Or how you turn November into hot summer July. And your heart is so sweet. Oh, it's sugar love and it belongs to me. Candy man, you are mine. You know how you give me sugar high.
Child, stay with me a while. You've not got any place to be. Won't you sit a spell with me? You've got diamonds for eyes. It's time for you to rise. Evaporate in the sun. Sometimes it can weigh a ton. Keep on crazy away. Hold skinny.
This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat. And apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not just ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. A message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Learn more at stoptextstoprex.org. Yep.
Yeah.
Have you ever told someone to stop texting while driving?
Yeah, all the time.
Really?
I'm always that guy. I'm always nagging and...
You know, I wouldn't say nagging.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
It's not being a stick. Hey,
no, that's being
safe.
Safe and respectful. What about, like, changing the song?
Like you tell someone to stop changing the song?
No. Like, would that be considered, like, bad? You know what I'm saying? Just a little...
Like a skip or like a search the full thing, scroll... On the highway, you're looking down.
All right, is driving on the highway safer than driving on like regular streets? Low key.
Oh wait, yeah, it definitely is. Then like the street, I was driving Eleanor's car today, and I didn't tell her this. I hope she's, she said she's gonna listen
she's
to the show.
Back, bro.
No, I didn't crash it, but I really did not look in the bike lane, and I was pulling out, and someone. Raised his arm,
dude.
And like I was really scared.
There's actually a decent amount of bike lanes in DC, and like I do not respect. Like, hey, I'll be real.
What?
Hey, if there was a biker, like they would die.
Oh my god! Oh my god! No.
No, it's just like
retract that.
Yeah, it's retracted. I haven't killed anybody, so
good.
How would that
good.
Be true?
Good. Yeah. There's not many bike lanes in Lagrange Park. It's more of a sidewalk.
Really? Do they have paved streets over there? Is it mostly dirt roads?
Yeah.
And
there's
gravel?
A few. The main ones are paved.
Oh,
the
main
ones are kind of.
Is the main road called like Main Street?
Yeah, there's Main Street. There's.
Yeah, yeah. That's it.
It's actually Lagrange Road, and I'm not kidding.
Oh wow. Nice.
I'm not kidding. And there's also Ogden Avenue, the name of my elementary school.
Ogden Elementary. Who is Ogden? What did he do to get the honor of that?
You know what? You stall, I'll look it up.
All right. Hey, you know what that means. That's the wheel spinning sound. Yeah. Ooh. Okay. So we got Scientology here. Now, I'm a big believer in Scientology, and you might think that that's crazy, but I would just ask you to just do a little bit of your own research before you criticize, you know, somebody else's beliefs. Like, don't you believe in science? Like, isn't that like a big thing nowadays? Like, science, like
a big thing. Yeah, it's getting big.
Right?
It's getting big.
Do you disagree?
It's viral. It's going
it
viral.
It's pretty trendy right now. It's pretty in. And
science is
so like,
so
why
in.
Wouldn't Scientology also be in? Hence, therefore, you know what I'm saying?
Just because it's called Scientology.
I mean, yeah, like,
by the way, can't find who Ogden Avenue School is named after. Look at the page I'm on. It's like mustard yellow background, black text.
From the day the internet was created, they clicked at that page and left
it.
Wow.
Maybe he has a bad past. Anyway.
Do you think dust can form on websites?
You think what?
Do you think it's like a layer of dust on that website? Like
I'm the first to open on that, for sure.
Yeah.
Actually, so true. It's like, wow, it's simple. It's simple. That's what you need.
Not enough
of that nowadays.
You know who else believes in simplicity?
The people in Scientology.
The
Who's
Church
that one guy?
Tom Cruise.
Yep.
What?
I don't really know. Scientology is the one where they, like, if you go in the building, they'll try and, like, recruit you.
I actually have no idea what Scientology is. It's some crazy stuff. Or, sorry.
What was I saying about keep an open mind.
Yeah. But it's like, you know, I guess all religion. Well, hold on.
There's one in Boston. Field trip.
Little investigative journal. Oh, but
3.2 stars, guys. Oh, it's just jokes. Anyway, Wheel Spin? I don't have much to say on Scientology. Yeah, I don't really know much about it.
I wonder what Denny Brown had to say about Scientology. Okay. We got Harry Potter. It's pretty broad. A lot to talk about with Harry Potter. Like, specifically Harry Potter? Or the
whole franchise.
Maybe the whole franchise.
J.K. Rowling. She would be in Scientology.
She would. She would believe it.
She would. I like Harry Potter. That's all I've got to say on it. It's a fun story. Sue me. It's fun.
Movies or books?
The books.
Oh, yeah. She's a reader, this one. Yeah.
I love my local library. I think I've read the books actually 4 times, the whole series.
That's a lot. Yep. That's probably more than I've ever read.
Yep.
Those books.
My mom read them to me. Isn't that adorable?
Oh, same. What?
Oh, was that the last time you read a book?
What?
Wait, you weren't even reading.
No, actually, low-key, I might have read them myself, low-key.
Whoa.
Yeah. And that was not the last book I ever read, actually. It was. So.
You didn't finish 1984.
Dude, because this summer I'm going to read, right? I'm going to be reading a little more this summer. Mm-hmm. But that's like...
I swear you said that last summer, but...
No.
Every summer's different. It's different.
Yeah. No, because... That was last summer.
This
summer, I'm probably... I mean, reading is like... Anyways.
Harry Potter.
Oh, Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When they killed the owl, I was really sad. Hedwig.
Oh my God. I cried.
I don't even know the...
Hedwig.
Hedwig. I was probably... And then when they killed... Lupin, I was really sad.
Yeah. And so many deaths.
When they killed the...
You're just spoiler after spoiler.
Oh, yes.
What if people still haven't...
Harry Potter. Sorry, if they've only read the first three, like... when the Weasley twin died, that was sad.
Yeah. So true. You can't even remember his name, though.
I don't know if it's Fred or George. Was it Fred? Yeah, it's Fred. It was definitely
Fred. I have a story about spoiling things. My film teacher last week was like, oh, like, don't spoil the movie for anyone that's like hasn't seen it yet, like, we're watching it next week. But she had spoiled it 2 weeks before. She just forgot. Well, like, she had ruined the ending. Thelma and Louise.
Oh, what? Damn.
I don't... She was like, oh, I think most people have seen it, I'll just spoil it. I was like, what? Anyway. Yeah.
One more wheel spin, or we
Yeah, hit the wheel. We're fed 2 flops.
Okay, we got cowboy hats.
I feel like that'll be big at Spring Fling. I'm predicting a lot of cowboy hats.
Like, were you a pink cowboy hat type of person ever? Like,
I've never owned one.
But you've worn one, like, surely.
Maybe. Once. In passing. Are you?
Once in passing,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, you know? So true. Yeah,
I think everybody has. I think that's probably the most relatable. I don't know how many cowboys are listening. Cowboys, cowgirls.
Cow people, am I right?
There we go. Shout out them, all of our cow people, though. Respect.
The cow people.
The hardest working people in the country.
You know in the country. Hey. That's where I'm from. LaGrange, Illinois.
True.
Shout out.
Yeah, do you have any more fun cow stories? Or?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, great.
Right off the bat. My grandparents live in rural Wisconsin, and they live... You walk down the road. We always walk down the road when we go there, and there's cows at the end of the road.
Amazing.
And my dog will come with, and his name is Barley, and Barley. He is really, really scared of the cows, so he likes to ignore them, so like act like he can't see them. But one time we got him to go up, and the cow like kissed him, like it was really cute. It was so wholesome.
Cause you know what I've been seeing lately is I've been seeing people kind of hating on cows.
Oh, because they're stupid?
Because they're kind of stupid, and I don't know, but I kind of like cows. Like, I think I kind of chill. Mm. Like,
so you're a vegetarian? Ooh.
Look, I would...
Wah, wah.
That is not how I judge whether I eat something or not. You know what I'm saying? On their merits as a living being, you know?
Whoa. That's deep.
Yeah, anyways, that's cowboy hats. Anything else? They're kind of cool. Kind of... can be kind of overdone sometimes, I guess.
Yeah.
Is that cultural appropriation, cowboy hats? Let's not get into
that. I don't think cowboy's a culture.
Yeah, anyways, I'm excited about what we're about to listen to, because we got a Danny Brown song, and then we got a Jonathan Lean-Do in 96 song.
Oh, I'm so excited. Which,
this is... I think we should just get right into it.
Well, we actually need to first say that this is The Witching Hour, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's been an hour already.
Whoa, it flew by. Wow. Okay, this is... YBP, Pete Bruiser Wolf.
On the porch, we ain't have a dry. Spending food stamps, wait till you leave the stove. Too many in the bed, had to sleep on the floor. Cause my cousin always pee, getting whipped in the morning. Every night, can't sleep. Got me tossing and turning. Late night in the kitchen, hear him always fussing. Got my ass beat, I ain't even do nothing. Seen her crying in the kitchen, and I don't know why. Call my aunt smoking crack, and she got a black eye. Living on focus hope, and we trying to get by. Sipping on weak juice, wash it down with chili fries. Homie shot at the Coney, hope he survive. Only go to church when someone died. Kids raising kids, all trying to be grown. Things never fix when we come from broken home. We was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. So you was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. So you was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. So you was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught.
Detroit City, Detroit City, that's where I live. Feels like poetic justice, you get killed at the drive-in. Who gon' front you some work? Who gon' front you some work? We be fresh from the dirt, put you on a t-shirt. Wanna run like Barry, shoot like Zeke. But in the hood, with a nine on me, like Rodney Pete. Motor City, the Motown, the Fab Five. Police violence, that's how Malice Green died. Coleman Young, Dennis Archer, Kilpatrick. Pissy Mattress in the alley, doing backflips. These hoes ratchets, daddy's absent. But the kids here is doing grown. Hey, they wanna be us when they grown. But ask them why, be out like Butch Jones. My city show no love, it's hard to fit in the murder mitten like OJ.
You was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. So you was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. So you was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught. So you was young, black and poor, being raised in Detroit. You can never learn what a nigga been taught.
Stuck in the middle between Blade and Dilla. Surrounded by killers, couldn't see the big picture. From a bird's eye view, we ain't had no clue. Didn't know what was true, had nothing to lose. Home where the heart is, but where's the love? Feeling lost in the world, they don't care about us. Back to the wall, we ain't had no plan. Everything about the city made me who I am. You can make it here, yeah, you know the rest. Every day was like a test, if you fail, it's death. Or a trip to Wayne County, hope you don't get sent to Jackson. Middleman taxing to the story, just a fraction. How the system made division, but it don't add up. Take away from the hood.